How hard, I guess, was it to watch the tape from Sunday, and how much of a learning experience was that for, I guess, everybody?
It was real hard to watch it and to see it as it was unfolding. You know, I think our guys understand that you got to step your game up when you're playing against a good football team. You can't come out there and not play your best against a good football team. And, you know, like we know going in, their quarterback is probably one of the best in the league. And if you don't play your best, you don't have a chance to win.
Things kind of snowballed a little bit in the second half. I know when, you know, the offense wasn't getting a whole lot of first downs, and it just seemed after a while that Green Bay could almost kind of do with what they wanted out there.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing you try to get them to understand, that it doesn't matter what the other side of the ball is doing. You still got to uphold your end. And you got to go out there and play hard every down. And, you know, that's the thing that we didn't do, and I think that was a disappointing thing, and that's what we've seen. That, you know what, that wasn't us the last 4 or 5 weeks. We got to be able to go out and play down after down after down and not worry about what's going on the other side of the ball.
Was effort, I mean, all that there, I mean, I think when you lose a game 55-7, you hear a lot about whether guys quit, whether they're playing hard.
No, I don't think they quit. Like I said, to me, I think the thing that happened is that we know that wasn't us. We didn't go out there and play like we've done the last 5 weeks. You know, we even though we didn't win all the game the last 5 weeks, we competed hard. We did what we were supposed to do, and we gave ourselves a chance to win. Doesn't matter what happened on the other side of the ball. So that's the thing that you want those guys to understand. And when you're playing football, you can only control what you can control and keep doing that for 24, you know, one half, and then come back and do it another half.
Were you pretty impressed with J-Mac's leadership in the game? Werner was saying that he was really getting on guys to play their hardest in the fourth quarter.
Well, it wasn't just that game. I think, you know, J-Mac has kind of stepped up and understood that, you know what, you even though you're not the oldest guy on our defense, you got some leadership skills, and you know what's going on. You've been at a good football program. You understand how you know, this thing works, and that thing is being passed down to guys who have been here the longest. And he's one of those guys back there, so he has to be the one that get these guys, even from Wimley to other guys, say, hey, look, man, we got to go. We got to keep playing, because if you don't, this is the result that's going to happen to you.
You had 7 sacks against Jacksonville, I guess, the first time around. I mean, was that a winning game plan? Things just didn't pan out for you, or how you approach, you know, match number 2 against them?
Well, you know, the thing we got to do is we got to go out and cut out the explosive plays. You know, you look at that game and we watched it again, and you know, you kicked yourself in the butt that you had a chance. You went out there and played hard. You played tough, the sacks and all that. But you know, we jumped off sides on a 3rd and 9. The very next play was a 60-something-yard touchdown. So, to me, those are minimal stakes that you beat yourself on, other than giving yourself a chance to win that game. And it's not just that one play. You know, it's a lot of little bitty things that happened in that game that we didn't get a chance to win. And, you know, again, the 7 sacks were great, but you know what? If you don't get the W, it doesn't mean a hill of beans.
How much has Blackman progressed over the last several weeks, do you think?
Well, I think his progression started at the Houston game. You know, watching that, I think, again, a lot of young guys come in this league and they don't understand where they fit. And then you get confidence built up. And then in that game, I thought he went, you know, attacked. And then he's kept doing the same thing. And they've kind of lost guys along the way. So he's had to be the rookie to step up and say, hey, you the man. We're going to lean on you, throw the ball your way. And then he's done that since the Houston game.
How does the loss of Cecil Shorts have a trickle-down effect with their receiving core?
Well, really, I think, you know, they brought in Shipley, you know, right before our game, and then they got a couple of other young receivers that have been on the practice squad that's going to be up. So, you know, again, I think everything goes through 14, you know, and I know that the tight end is a great tight end and all that, but I know they like the vertical passing game, and you got to have wide receivers. And even when you look at Shipley, he's made some plays on film. So I don't think that's going to hurt them completely. They got guys that can actually step out there and make some plays also.
You feel like, I know we talked to you last week just about the stride the defense had been making up until Green Bay. I mean, did you lose a lot of confidence? You think guys lost confidence in what happened on Sunday? Or you still feel like you're heading in the right direction on defense after a game like that?
Yeah, I don't think they lost confidence. I think the thing we got to do is we got to understand that when you're playing against the top in this league, you got to be able to step up your game. And you got to get those guys to understand that, because again, Green Bay, New England, you know, you look at Denver, you look at all those guys in there that have got 10, 11, 12 wins, Houston, those guys got good offenses. They got good personnel. And we've competed against, you know, Houston twice this year that we thought we did a good job, but you can't just do it against Houston. You got to do it against everyone. And that's the attitude you got to take.
Jerry, a lot of interception returns, a couple special team returns for touchdowns, but right now so close to, you know, franchise record and points allowed. Is there a point of pride to try and make sure, you know, keep Jacksonville below so that you don't match that mark?
Well, I mean, we're not even looking at the stats, you know, until you brought it up. But the thing we got to do is we got to make sure we go out there and win the football game. You know, again, if you're trying to watch out for stats, then you lose the game. What does that amount to? You know, we just got to make sure we go out and put effort out to win the football game on Sunday.
How disappointed would it be if this unit ends up breaking the franchise record for points allowed?
And we win?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you win. I mean, just the body of work over the course of the season, if you guys allow over.
Well, I mean, to me, I think, you know, again, we're trying to go 6-10. And if that happens, that happens, you know. And then you go back and you say, okay, what do we do wrong? What do we give up? What was the plays we gave up? And you try to look at that at the end of the season. But I'm not looking at stats, really. I'm looking at trying to get some wins, you know, and that's what we're trying to be here for.
You feel like you got young guys, I mean, looking ahead to next year. I mean, you have young guys you feel like have stepped up and had the seasons you want them to, and some of them maybe even exceeded your expectations?
Well, there are some guys, you know, that I thought that done some good things. You know, you look at Brown, I thought he did a great job. You look at, again, Ayers, who's doing a tremendous job. You got some of the young defensive linemen, you know, from Mike Martin. Again, I think leadership has grown in the room with Jason McCarty. I thought he's done a great job. You know, again, when you lose your Mike linebacker, for probably the last 6 or 7 weeks, you know, that guy, as you can see how season was, when he was in there, we played well. Then we had to make another adjustment. So somebody else had to step back up. And I think our guys have done that, you know, to a point, but we haven't stepped up enough to where we can win 8 to 9 or 10 football games.
Does a season like this make you question whether McCarthy can be your guy in the middle moving forward?
Well, I mean, to me, if you look at him when he's healthy, I think he can. But that's not my determination right now. You know, again, I think that's the doctors and the head coaches. They got to figure that one out, because it has nothing to do with can he go out with X and O's. We know he can do that. You know, the thing you got to do is you got to regroup and you got to keep going.
With the success Ayers has had at rushing the passer, as you guys look ahead, would you guys consider having even more in a pass rushing role than he has been?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you know, to me, I think, you know, when we looked at that last at the beginning of the year, we had brought in, you know, we had a couple of guys that are on IR now that had great pass rushing skills, and we lost a couple of those cats, you know. And then you look back and say, okay, well, what's your next move? Well, it was Ayers. All of a sudden, we found a guy. Again, we knew he could rush. Now he rushes well. And that's what you do. You come in during the season and you learn to make adjustments, and that's what we got a chance to do.
But I guess I'm thinking maybe even more ahead now that you've seen how well he
– Oh, of course. Like I said, you know, that's what you do. You know, you're always banking on what a guy did the year before. Mm-hmm. And can he get better? And that's what you're trying to do. And if Ayers can keep continuing to improve, especially during the offseason, I think he'll be a really good pass rusher in this league.
You've been around some head coaches that haven't been retained, Greg in Buffalo and Joe Gibbs. What's the anxiety level among the coaching staff versus those situations?
Well, I wouldn't throw the Joe Gibbs deal in there. I think Joe Gibbs retired on his own. You know, his son was, you know, they were trying to get back to the family. But, you know, to me, I think the coach has got to go coach. You know, and your body of work is what you put out there. And then, you know, it, whatever happens, happens. But you're still a coach. So, you know, the thing you do is you get graded on what you've done. And then if things happen, then you go on. You move on.
How about in comparison with Greg's situation?
Well, it's the same way. I mean, you know, when you look at that, Greg wasn't retained. The defense was. We were number two in the NFL. So, to me, I think, you know, it's a hard thing to do because, you know, you came there with Greg. And you know, but you know you're a coach, and your job is to go out there and you want to represent the head coach, and that's what we did whenever they brought in Mike. So those are things that you have to basically take a look at, see what type of program they're bringing in order to be on the other side of the ball, because you always want to win. It doesn't matter if you got a job or don't, you're trying to win a football game.
Is it hard not to think about what may or may not happen after Sunday, Jerry?
No. My deal is, you know what, can I control it? Nope. So don't worry about it. I never worry about stuff I can't control, I promise you. Because you know what? Now you get anxiety, you start getting gray hair, you start losing faith in what you're doing, now you're in trouble.
But you know how things work in this league. I mean,
of course it does.
Do you feel like you hope that you've made a good enough impression where you're sticking around here?
Well, like I said, that's not my decision. Yeah. That's really not. It's not my decision. So you know what? They got to go evaluate everybody. And then whatever happens is going to happen.
but you like the direction, even though you had some bumpy roads.
Yeah, of course. You know, you can see, you know, that the guys we put out there, the guys are getting better. And again, trying to get the plan that we wanted to get, it didn't work. You know, you need some things, some pieces and stuff like that. But other than that, you got to keep playing. You got to keep coaching. And, you know, we're trying to win the game on Sunday.